This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Go to the website. Oh, wait. Go get there. Realside.com. Once you get there, I want you to give me your email address. You can put it in on the right-hand side. I send out one email a week. We had to have some repair work done to the emails again, so we should be running again this week. It's CPAC week next week. So, you know, get involved, get engaged, check it out. I haven't decided quite what we're going to do, but I'm going to try to record as much of it as I can video-wise so you can see who's coming in, who's coming out, who's walking, who's doing any of that stuff. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Also, if you head over to the website, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Let's take it a little further than that. Okay, not only can you buy the book, but you can actually buy a coffee mug. And I'm telling you that coffee tastes better in a TRS mug, whether you believe it or not. And you'll never know unless you try it. Now, I won't guarantee it because I can't guarantee you taste buds. But I will tell you, as far as I'm concerned, it tastes a heck of a lot better in a coffee mug than it does anything else. So do you guys remember when Bloomberg decided that you were too stupid to know what was good for you? So he was going to tax drinks. Remember that? Sodas and that kind of stuff? And you couldn't buy anything bigger than a 16-ounce drink, because a lot of people like the 32-ounce drink. But they weren't going to allow you to buy big drinks. And the reason behind that was because that much sugar for you was bad. Now, you could buy as many 16-ounces as you wanted, but you couldn't buy a 32-ounce drink because he didn't want you to drink. Have you seen a 16-ounce drink? Like, that's not a lot of soda and sugar. Heck, why stop? How about 8 ounces? How about you make a law that you can only drink as much soda as you do water? How about that? What do you think? This is stupid. These guys are just stupid. This is what I keep telling you. This is happening in California where the Dems are running the legislature. The bottom line with it is they're smarter than you, so they need to tax and pass laws to force you to do things the way they want you to do them. A bill in California was introduced on Wednesday. It's going to add a soda tax and limit the size of sugary beverages. So it's not doing one or the other. It's doing both. The five bills introduced in the legislature include a proposal tax and warning label, as well as the provisions limiting the size, marketing practice, and placement of sugary drinks across the state. Remember, this is like the old cigarette ban. I'm going to tell you where to put it. You can't advertise anymore. You can only do... I mean, seriously. Lawmakers argue there's an overwhelming evidence of the link between obesity, diabetes, tooth decay, and heart disease with the consumption of sugary sweetened drinks. Right, not the food we're eating, not the lack of exercise we get, not the fact that you're not pushing exercise in schools anymore like you used to, right? And the foods that you're serving, you know, all the wonderful foods, Snickers bars and more. You have soda drinks at some of the schools across. I'm sorry. This is just wrong. If the kids are obese, if they're lazy, if diabetes is up, if tooth decay is up, it's because the parents aren't doing their jobs. We are doing what it takes to keep our kids in line and help them. I had four kids. I didn't need all these laws to know that too much soda was bad for them. I didn't need these laws not to give them a dozen donuts each every morning or frosted three bowls of Frosted Flakes before they went to school. We went out of our way to make sure we ate decently. I didn't need the law. What's going to happen now? You're going to have a cookbook in the kitchen and a law book to make sure that what you're making the kids is fine? You won't have the home food police showing up? Wow. Sugary beverages include soft drinks, energy drinks, sweet teas, sports drinks. Coca-Cola's going to love us, aren't they? The prevalence of obesity in the United States has accelerated dramatically over the last 20 years. California, 25% of the adults in California were obese in 2016, which is an increase in obesity of almost 40% since 2001. We're coming up on 20 years, right? Are we eating better? All this, you know, here's what I love about these people. This is just, I want you to think about this, especially in California. Now, again, I don't have like a PhD. I'm just a simple Joe. But you've been passing laws forever in California about what we can drink, what we can't drink. Okay, so let's put the ingredients on the boxes so that you can look and you can see if it says fructose, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, brown sugar, sugared rice. I mean, if they think that adults are going to see all that and go, oh, my God, I can't believe it has all this garbage in it. I'm never going to eat Frosted Flakes again. Right? Well, that wasn't good enough for them. Then they said, okay, fast food joints, you have to list calories and ingredients. So you walk in, and you order yourself a double cheeseburger at McDonald's, and you see those ingredients, you go, oh my God, I never thought a cheeseburger would do this to me. I am too stupid as an adult to know that if I have a double bacon cheeseburger every day with extra sugar sauce, which is the barbecue sauce, and a large Diet Coke, I may do some damage to my body. I didn't know that. I'm sure that stopped a whole bunch of people from eating cheeseburgers. No, that didn't help either. And then they do this stupid thing in the schools, elementary schools, where you have to offer the kids, you know, I think this was part of Michelle Obama's thing, right? You got to have the salads and the this and the that and all the other stuff. And you know what they were finding? That a lot of the food they were buying in line was ending up in the trash at the end of the line. And the kids had no problem going over to the candy snack bar thing and eating a whole bunch of junk. So good luck with that. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732. 5563. There you go. See that? All right. You got the 30-second glimpse of Tammy dancing if you were paying attention. We're waiting for Annette Funicello to come in, too. If she shows up, we're really in trouble. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, 5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend, you know, with us here on the show, commenting on the show and that kind of stuff. So again, I really do appreciate, and I don't mean just the time you spend listening, but you know, if you're on Facebook, if you happen to be listening and you're on Facebook, hit the like. You know what I'm saying? That's the way to do it. Hit the like. And, you know, if you're not, you're on the website, therealside.com. Remember, you know, you can comment there. There's a live chat room. If you're having to listen on your phone in your area, there's a decent radio station around, call the station manager. Tell them, hey, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying this show? Let them have it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Okay, we're talking about obesity, right? And I have every right to talk about it. So any of you guys that want to call me and say, you shouldn't talk about fat people like that, I am large. I am considered obese, okay? And sometimes I feel it, and sometimes I don't. And I know I have a problem. Now, some of you may have a medical issue. That's one thing. I'm not talking about you, so don't be so sensitive. Don't be such a sensitive Sally that I can't say anything at all without you rolling up in a little ball and start crying, okay? I have a problem with hand in mouth. I can't keep my hand away from my mouth when I have food in it. I never, you know, I mean, I work at it. I try hard. I've blown off quite a few pounds, and it made me feel a lot better. But it is a bit of a struggle. Right? I went someplace yesterday. It was really, really bad. It's an old-fashioned deli. So I got to have me some real corned beef. I love corned beef. I love pastrami. All the stuff I know is bad for you. Yeah, let me make you salivate a little bit. So I had a corned beef sandwich, right? And I had it on rye. And I had coleslaw slathered all over it and mustard on the other side. And then when I came home, I had a little bit of chocolate cake.
A little.
And then a little New York cheesecake. And then I don't know how bad matzo balls are for you, but I had matzo ball soup, and I didn't care. I was enjoying it. So I pigged out. Wasn't good. Could feel it later on. But it happens. But this will be, so what's going to happen now? Are these guys now going to show up like, Bloomberg? Remember him? He wanted the pictures of the cigarettes out of the windows of the corner stores. However, the kids can still go get e-cigs. They still can go in vape shops, and now we're finding out that those are just as bad for you. So that's worked out well. It just gets crazier and crazier as time goes on. You cannot regulate common sense. My dad used to allude to that. He used to say at one point, at some time, they're gonna try to regulate common sense because people are getting dumber as the days go on. I'm starting to believe him. People are getting dumber as the days go on. I mean, seriously. So if you want to combat obesity, how about we start at the schools? Right? Start teaching kids how to eat right at schools. Don't tempt them with Snickers bars and Three Musketeers and all that other crud. And by the way, Jell-O, cool, got a boatload of sugar in it, right? And now they got kids drinking coffee. I'm watching young kids drink coffee. What's wrong with you people? Really? Caffeine and sugar? Well, it's a little whipped cream. I don't know. Caffeine, sugar, whipped cream. I mean, seriously? Oh, let's not forget the Carmel Loca Toca Makahaki. What is that? Two-thirds sugar and the rest is liquid? Give me a break. And again, it keeps rising. Obesity keeps rising. But it's not the government's place to fix it. Now, some of you are saying, and I've had the same argument at times. I go, the only problem with this is that when they show up at the hospital without insurance, we're expected to provide insurance, provide a bed, do everything we can to help them, even though they're not eating and taking care of themselves right. You know, and again, I feel bad for these people, but I got to tell you something. It infuriates me. You ever watch that My 600-Pound Life? I've watched that from time to time. And I feel bad for those people. They've been fighting. They've got a disease, maybe some of them. Some of them don't have a disease. They just don't know when to stop. And they're driving to see the doctor. He's put them on a diet. He's told them, before you come see me, you're a month out of seeing me. I want you to eat like this. Here's your diet. My expectation is, you know, that you'll be feeling better. Maybe you'll blow off. I want you to show me you can follow the diet. And I don't know if they're just that low IQ, they don't care, or they're doing it for theatrics. But you watch them as they're driving to the doctor's office in a van, because they can't sit in a car, And they pull up to the drive-thru. You know, it's always there's always good food at the drive-thru. And they order 3 cheeseburgers. And an extra large Coke and 2 fries. And they have the gall when they're sitting in the doctor's office to tell them, yeah, I've been following your diet. It's hard on the road. No, you don't have to have 3 cheeseburgers on the road. You don't. I mean, start off with 2, work your way down to 1, my God. The other show we used to watch is You Are What You Eat out of England. Remember her? That was disgusting. And she would have you write down what you ate all week, and you'd see it. You'd look at it and go, my, really? But we do this to ourselves. My point here is the government getting involved isn't going to fix anything. We will find a way to make it happen. We will find a way to get it into our bodies if that's really what we want. So let's start with the kids. Let's have the parents work with the kids. And that's what's going to make it better. The big gulp ban is what they're calling it. Right? It would prohibit retailers from selling any unsealed sugary beverage over 16 ounces. The bill would define retailer as any person, corporation, or business that sells or provides a sugar-sweetened beverage to a consumer. The ban would only apply to unsealed beverages, meaning a drink which is... Oh, so you could buy... What are they? Those big liters? Yeah, I'd like a 2 liters, and then give me... can I buy a big... A big cup of ice? What's the difference? The ban would only apply to unsealed beverages, meaning the drink is dispensed or poured at the business premises. The violation of this law would be punishable as an infraction with up to $1,000 for each violation. Isn't that great? We'll talk about the warning labels, and then I got a bunch of other stuff I want to try to get through. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump says the United States and China are moving closer toward a trade agreement, and the New York Times reports that the fate of the Chinese telecom giant, facing criminal charges along with its chief financial officer, could be resolved as part of a final trade deal with Beijing.
China has the advantage of having many years of tremendous success at the expense of the United States. So they understand that. And I never blamed China for that. I blamed our past leaders. Our leaders have done a lousy job with trade. Our country lost $800 billion last year with trade generally. So the vice premier understands that. This same agreement should have been made 20 years ago, not now.
President Trump reacts to news that his friend, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, has been charged with 2 counts of soliciting sex from a prostitute.
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Please answer the question.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm watching that clip of Kamala Harris talking about her smoking dope. And she did inhale. And apparently the dope was laced with probably some kind of acid or something. Because she was listening. I can't remember the name of the recording artist. But she was listening to albums by a recording artist who hadn't recorded a song at the time yet. So I would imagine that. But I don't know why they have to lie. Same thing with Billy Bob Clinton, right? Remember that? He smoked marijuana too, but he didn't inhale. Okay, sure. It's always found that interesting. Just really, why do they have to play these games? Well, we know why. Anyway, we're talking about the California/New York. I mean, really, these guys are like twins, New York and California. Because now California's doing they're doing 5 separate laws. Because we don't have enough on the books, right? The big gulp ban is what they're calling it. Same thing as New York. You can be fined up to $1,000 for selling drinks over 16 ounces. Remember when, now you can sell as many as you want, you just can't sell anything bigger than a 16-ounce cup. Then we're going to talk about warning labels, right? Now, I want you to think about something. They're actually going to put a warning label. They're going to force manufacturers to put a warning label on product that says, drinking this or too much of this could cause obesity, type 2 diabetes, and more. Because nobody knows that. Right? It's just amazing. They're calling it the Sugar Sweetened Beverage Safety Warning Act. Wouldn't it be great if they would put those, what are those chemical sweeteners? Right? Saccharin and, you know, you go to the restaurant, I don't know what it's like anywhere else. You go here,
Nutrasweet,
right? They got them in the pink and the yellow and the blue.
Right.
And even the white sugar is not really sugar. Been bleached. That's right. I'd like a teaspoon of bleach with my coffee, please. Thank you. Because we're too stupid to know any better. Isn't it great? Don't you guys feel so much better that you got legislators in New York and California that are watching over your safety and security? Well, That's after you make it out of the womb alive, providing that you do. But after that, apparently, they want to make sure you don't get too fat. California continues to see a rise in obesity and type 2 diabetes among its residents. Physicians are saying, California? The health state of the nation? The bill, if approved, would be enacted July 1st, 2020. The first violation results in a notice of violation. Second, and each subsequent violation could be up to $500. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court recently blocked a similar measure in San Francisco requiring health warnings on soda. Let's see if they hold this one. See, this is what I'm saying. These guys are brain dead. They're just brain dead. Another Democrat issued a bill on the soda tax to create a fund to prevent disease and promote health. Right, because every other tax that California has collected has gone to the proper, what they intended on using it. Details of the proposal are still being worked out a bit, but 2 cents per ounce tax would raise a projected $2 billion annually to prevent prevention. What kind of prevention? What are you going to put billboards up says, hey, Coke will make you fat? Oh, thank God I didn't know that. I mean, seriously. And forgive me, if you smoke, this isn't necessarily aimed at you, but if we still have to put warning labels on cigarettes that said this might cause cancer, then I don't know. We've all been in a coma for 20 years. And then they're going to put this money in a health fund to do what? Let me ask you a question. So, I'm going to tax you to eat all this sugar, and forgive me, if you're offended by this, I don't even know what to tell you. But here you are sitting down, eating your chocolate cake, eating your soda-y drink. I'm drinking your soda-y drink. I mean, this is just something you do. It's what you believe to be is okay. Now, while you're doing that, because I feel bad for you because you're too stupid to know it's going to hurt you, I'm going to collect the tax from you. And then I'm going to put it in a bank account. And then later on, when you find out that you have diabetes from doing too much sugar or whatever you're doing, I'm going to take money from, well, they won't be there anymore if you live in California, but otherwise, I'll take money from an account that doesn't have any money in it, and I'll go ahead and somehow I'm going to help you treat your diabetes with that money. Or your heart disease, for that matter. So I'm looking at this thinking to myself, I have to put a fund together or aside because you're too stupid to know that what you're eating could kill you or cause you trouble. Nobody is that. People know what they're eating. They know what they're doing. They know how they feel. They don't need the government working it out for them. And we're finding out more and more and more, but insurance company can't tell you this, which is why, you know, I keep pushing Liberty Health Share. Because they will tell you this, but you can fix, turn around diabetes with diet. It doesn't mean you stop eating all the sugar and 2 days later you're fine, no. But we've read more and more and more, we've seen more and more and more where people have turned around their diabetes, they no longer require the insulin. When they eat properly, when they change their diet, when they just add a tiny bit of exercise. Two more bills in the package, both put in by a Democrat again. It restricts beverage companies from offering and funding promotional and marketing activities for sugar-sweetened beverages, drinking soda and other sugar-sweetened beverages like sports drink, energy drinks, sweet teas, contributes to many serious health. So, you know, the Gatorade commercials are among them. Think about that. You got the guys working out in the field, they're doing all this stuff. And then, you know, hey, a good solid drink of Gatorade will help you, you know, re-energize you. Well, they're not going to be able to do that anymore. Or they're going to restrict them. Right? You know, the have a Coke and a smile. You're not going to be able to promote this stuff anymore. And they say it's because it appeals to low-income communities. Okay. What, are they too stupid to know that sugary drinks aren't good for you? See, I say that, and you guys know me. The guys who've known me for a long time know I'm being funny. Of course they're not too stupid. But the government thinks they are. A companion bill, another Democrat, pushed it out there, would make specific beverages, including milk and natural fruit and vegetable juice, available in checkout areas of a store. So they're going to make you pull out. I love this. They're going to make you pull out the sugary drinks and replace them with natural fruit that has no sugar in it, right? And vegetable juice. And milk. I wonder if it includes chocolate milk. What do you think? Strawberry milk? Oh. Because, you know, part of this is they want to put those drinks there so the kids don't bother their parents when they're in the checkout line. I can help you with that. You just go, no, you're not getting anything. How about that? Think that'll work? 855-RULE-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Adam Schiff is going after the president. What's he nothing new again, right? And what he's doing is he's saying, hey, lawmakers, GOP lawmakers, are telling him privately that the president scares them. You ever look at that man? Is there anything that comes out of his mouth that you believe? Anything? Because I don't. I think they want to call Trump a liar. That's right out of the Alinsky book too. You know that, right? You just keep calling people what you are. You keep painting people the way you want them to be seen. Shifty Schiff hasn't been able to put together a sentence of truth yet. And now, I mean, look, he's on with Bill Mark, right? Hello. And now he's going to tell you that GOP leaders are telling him they don't trust him. I'll tell you what, none of them trust Trump because he's not part of the old guard, if you would. He can't be controlled by the old guard, and he will call them out on what they do. That scares the crap out of them. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. Looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Oh, come on. Radio show. I think I'll do it on me. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. If you head over to the website, a couple of things you can do. One is, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, okay? And it's not like I inundate you with stuff and I force you to buy things. No, I would like it if you did, but you don't have to. All right? Really that simple. Okay. And you can buy a coffee mug. I mean, everything, if you're watching right now, look, everything tastes better in a TRS coffee mug. I'm telling you. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. Your taste buds are screwed up. Whatever. We're talking about Shifty Schiff and his inability to find the truth. Real, here's my joke with him. You could put the truth in a paper bag. You could mark it truth. You could put it in his hands, put both his hands on the bag and say, that's the truth. He wouldn't know what to do with it. He'd have no clue. So he's running around telling people that he's hearing from GOP. Now, how many GOP lawmakers do you really think have a relationship with this person? I have an Italian name for what I would call him, but I'm not sure it's really It's a derogatory term, but it might be really nasty. I just don't remember. So I won't use it. But he thinks that there are a lot of these anti-Trumpsters from within the GOP, which look at, I got to tell you something. I don't disagree with him. I think a majority of them were voted out. That's number one. I think that that these guys need to grow a spine. They need to get behind the president. Remember something. You're not getting behind Trump. Let's just be blunt about it. You're getting behind our president. You're getting behind You're getting behind the programs that he wants to put in place to help us out. To make America, well, not just great, but make America safe. Make it better. Help our kids. Help us get better educations. It's really that simple. Didn't have to overthink this. He had no help for 2 years. Virtually no help for 2 years. At least that's the way I see it. Schiff appeared on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, you know, really trustworthy show. He chairs the House Intelligence Committee. There's a really scary thing. Schiff chairs the House Intelligence Committee. Enough said. Okay, he's been a staunch critic of the president since day one because the president calls him names, makes him feel bad, calls him out on what he says. He says a lot of his Republican colleagues privately support his investigation into President Trump's actions, but he won't name names. He's a coward. Some of them, now this is not in the story, but like Trey Gowdy, even Congressman Knight used to say, look, there's nothing there. Let them investigate. Let them investigate and come back empty-handed. See, I don't really have a problem with that, but I got to tell you, at this point, I don't trust them. I don't think they would do a fair investigation by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. At one point, host Bill Maher asked Schiff if he ever talked to the GOP lawmakers after hours about what transpires in Washington. He said the Republicans do socialize, but it's their private conversations where Republicans tell him their deep fears and misgivings about the president. Oh, my God. He's stopping us from becoming globalists. Oh my God, he's gonna shed light on all the backhanded things that we do. Those are the Republicans that are afraid of him. You really think now that these guys are like Cruz? I think Marco Rubio is a different story, but I think Cruz has come around big time. Now, according to Adam, people will stop me in the corridor. Republicans. They say, keep doing what you're doing. Really? Really? Oh, God bless. He still believes in unicorns, too, I'm sure. Mayor seemed to be surprised. He said senior Republicans, which, of course, would be heresy for them to say publicly. He added, I don't need private confidence and misgivings anymore. He said, we need public statements. We need people to take a stand. You mean like you guys all did against the Clintons and Obama? You know, I love how Congress, all of a sudden, they're the gatekeepers of our wallets. And they allowed Obama, never went after Obama for the illegal thing that he did in giving that money to Iran. And he said it was illegal. He said, I couldn't do this through the normal channels. Nobody called him out on it, Obama. Would he get 140, 160 billion, whatever, it doesn't matter. He gave all this money to the Iranians that he had no right doing. He said he had a right because it was theirs. But Congress has a right to release the dollars. Congress has a right to do that. At least that's what Nancy keeps telling us. So either they do or they don't. Or apparently they only do when there's a Republican president, and they don't when there's a Democrat president. I don't know any other way to put it. Anyway, I'm done with Schiff. I'm ready to throw up because I talked about him way too much. I mean, seriously, there's nothing about the guy that's redeeming. Absolutely no redeeming quality about Schiff whatsoever. So, One of my favorite topics to discuss, as you know, is abortion. Trump blocked federal funding from for abortion providers, and it's making Planned Parenthood and their supporters crazy, driving them out of their minds. Now, why we still give them money, I don't know. They're a profitable organization. They make big bucks every year. During president or during election cycles, they give big bucks to Democrats only. But Trump decided to take aim straight at these abortion providers by banning any federal funds from being given to them. Now, they think that he specifically aimed Planned Parenthood, but if you think about it, they are the biggest abortion mill in the country. He issued a rule barring groups that provide abortions or abortion referrals from participating in a $286 million federal family planning program. You know why? Because aborting babies is not family planning. It's family de-planning, right? It's unfamily planning. What do you think? Now, the move, or some people think, is expected to redirect millions from a woman's health provider to faith-based groups. No. First of all, Planned Parenthood is not a health care provider. And that's been proven over and over again. They can say what they want to say, but they provide nothing. I think somebody said with the 1,200 offices or however many they had across the country, they only had low single digits. I'm talking four or five offices that actually had a mammogram machine. Everybody else had to be referred out for everything. And the long-expected change, which opponents filed a challenge in court. Now, how do they challenge it in court? So I come up with a grant that says, I'm the president, I've got some control of the money. And I say, hey, let's give out a grant for ABC. You have to fall within the guidelines and you have to follow federal law. Oh, and I don't know, I know this is a bad example, but I'm going to use it anyway. So I'm going to give money to the Boy Scouts to do A, B, and C. And no, it doesn't go to girls. It only goes to boys. Or the other way around, if it makes you feel better. How do you sue because the girls aren't included? Because there's plenty of programs that are only for girls. There are plenty of programs that are only for boys, and there's reasons behind it. Because, yes, some of you who don't want to admit that there's a boy and a girl, that there's two genders or anything like that, they have different issues. They process differently. They work things differently. They think differently. They react differently. It's okay. It's a good thing. It's the way God intended. If you don't believe in God, it's the way Mother Nature intended. And the long-expected change, which opponents vowed to challenge in court, federally funded family planning clinics can no longer refer a patient for an abortion and will have to maintain a clear physical and financial separation between services funded by the government and any organization that provides it. It's about time. See, most of the time what happens is it's pretty much their word when you ask them if they use any federal grant money for abortions. They say no, and you believe them. Now they're going to have to prove it. Right? The grants are going to clinics that mostly serve in low-income areas. Now, they were already, what they're saying is, well, it's already prohibited from using those funds. And we're saying, great, prove it. Prove that you're not. The move represents decisive actions to disentangle taxpayers from the big abortion industry. Now, what I love about this is I am so tired. This is why we need to educate our kids. This is why Corey Duncan is so right with this stuff. You have to educate our kids. Go look at who started Planned Parenthood. Go look at why Planned Parenthood was started. Go look at why it's a sham. It could care less about women's health, women's rights. It only cares about wiping out the black community. You don't believe me? Read Margaret Sanger's own words. Listen to her speeches. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Have a great and safe weekend. Spend time with the family. You need to.